You're listening to Rotary Rhythms on Goldfields FM 99.1. My name's Chris Fran, and we're talking with Jeff James, a member of Maryborough Rotary. Okay, Jeff, you've spoke of your time or your personal achievement of being district governor. In your time in Maryborough Rotary, what have you seen the achievements of the actual organisation in Maryborough?
Oh, actually, since 1998, there have been some really quite amazing highlights, really. I mean, first, it was around about that time that I joined that they were really starting to form the Brian Dowie Park, which is a conservation park. It was part of the Preserve Planet Earth program of there was Rotary, and so and we've still got that park out there in Carisbrook. That's it's a sort of a conservation park of trees and so on, and it's also highlights the mine areas that are out there. So that's been a big job just keeping that up to date. We also had soon after that the setting up of the Mance project, which was has been a big project with Rotary, and that was where we took the old Presbyterian Mance and renovated it so that it might become a place, accommodation place for visiting doctors or people who were relatives of people who were ill and in hospital for a lengthy period of time. So it was somewhere for people to stay as sort of a short-term accommodation thing. And so we had that project in conjunction with the Maryborough Hospital, and that's been a great asset, I think, to the town. And then we've had, in more recent years, in 2012, the Say No to Family Violence program came into being, and that's been a really different sort of a thing for Rotary clubs to be involved in. There was quite a bit of a debate when we started as to whether this is the sort of thing that Rotary does, but I think raising awareness of the huge problem of family violence in our community has been a real challenge, but a real value to the community and that program, I think, has gone from strength to strength since 2012 in the town. I think the other thing that I remember are the Pride of Workmanship Awards that almost every year we've actually picked out a particular group in the community and presented awards to people for doing a good job, and which is one of the things that Rotary's known for and is different from other organisations in the sense that it promotes the value of every person's vocation. And I think those Pride of Workmanship Awards were a great way of doing that.
Thanks, Jeff. Okay, yes. Thank you, Jeff. Let's go into your next song.
Yep.
You've chosen...
Yes, I actually had quite a bit of a difficulty choosing this because I've got a whole lot of other favourite artists, but I really thought I should put in The Shadows, because I was a fan of The Shadows back from 1961, just loved their music. And even before I could buy any records of my own, I used to borrow some records off of a guitarist who used to come and visit the family, and I would just listen to these one after another, the old Shadows hits that came out from the early 60s and so on. And there are a lot of those that I really love. But I thought about one, there's a more recent one called How Do I Love Thee, which is not all that well known, but I actually played them last night on YouTube just to sort of see which one I would actually end up with, and I've gone back to the song Wonderful Land, which was written by Jerry Lorden, and it's just beautiful melody. It really highlights the very smooth and melodic guitar playing of Hank Marvin, and just a lovely song. And I always, I had never really been much into classical music, but when anyone ever talked about the classical music that they loved, I looked at Shadows music as my form of classical music. I mean, I do now like some classical pieces and do listen to a few, but I still just get a lot of joy just out of listening to their music. And my wife, we watch a few YouTube videos of them, and she says, they just stand there and play. And she says, what else do they actually do sing, but they just play. But that's, I tell her that's all they need to do, because they're really just they're just playing the music, and they do it beautifully. So yes, I love the melody, love this song, and I love playing it too. It's one of the, just to be able to I've got a you know the an effect pedal that get that approximates the sort of sound that not obviously not as good as theirs, but it's just a joy to play this song as well as listen to. So, and it's been a favourite of mine for years and years and years. So, Wonderful Land.
Let's have a listen. Was The Shadows with Wonderful Land. Now, Jeff, any moments with you've had with meeting people?
Oh, well, actually, while we're talking about The Shadows, yes, I used to call Hank Marvin God, because I just thought his guitar playing was just so perfect. And so I, you know, lusted after a Fender Stratocaster guitar, which I eventually got, which is the guitar he used in those early songs. And, yes, and used to go to their concerts. I probably would have seen the Shadows live 4 or 5 times, I guess. And one time I actually recorded a couple of instrumentals that I'd made up myself and took them on a cassette and waited after the show at the concert hall in Melbourne. And I got to see him and shook his hand. And I haven't washed my hands. No, I haven't. Yes. And handed him over the cassette. And, yes, went on my way. And, of course, didn't hear anything, but... No, I've always enjoyed the Shadows' music. And actually, I don't know whether you knew, but Hank Marvin's now been living in Australia for quite some time. Yeah, living in Perth, and yeah, he moved over. Not that that means anything. I still haven't seen him since he's been here. But certainly, thought his guitar playing was a very much an influence on me.
Okay, getting on to our final act, then we're coming to the end of our show here at Goldfields FM. Your final group is the Easy Beats, one of my favourites.
Yes, and you know, there's a lot of other people that I, you know, on my list, I guess, that I could have put in there. There's Chris de Burgh, I love, Neil Young, Dan Fogelberg, Sting, got some beautiful songs, Glen Campbell, Joe Walsh, he's got a couple of great songs, even like Peter, Paul and Mary, some beautiful songs there, George Harrison, Toto, you know, Love Africa and Rosanna and so on, and the Hooters. So there's lots of artists I could have picked, but I thought I really need to pick an Australian group, because there was an Australian group that I just fell in love with as soon as I heard them. It was one like a bit like the Beatles, but I was listening one night this little riff started. And I said, wow, that's interesting. That's obviously an overseas group, but I've never heard of them before. And when they said, that's an Australian group called the Easy Beats, I just couldn't believe it. The sound of that production was just magnificent. And the song itself had that same sort of energy and vibrance that the Beatles had. And the song has got, it has really interesting chords. It changes key in the middle of it as well. Some really interesting and lovely little jumps of chords. And Stevie Wright does a great job on the vocals, and Harry Vander on guitar and so on. They're a great group, and I used to love playing Easy Beat songs. Although that particular song, I've been in a couple of groups and tried to play that, and that's almost, I find it almost impossible to get to keep the speed up and the energy without losing time, and to be able to have all of the different vocal bits that sort of come in. It's really a difficult song to do for a band. So I've always been impressed by that song.
Right.
So I love it. Friday on My Mind is the song, of course.
Thank you, Jeff, for bringing your music along and your life to the show. We've heard three, I think, of your 95 five-star songs and a couple of your four-star songs. There is a chance of getting you back on the show, no doubt, at a later stage once we go around the group, and hopefully we'll come back and listen to some more of your songs. Thank you. And thank you for listening to Rotary Rhythms. And to take us out is Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag.